Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back to I Allegedly. I'm in Viva Las Vegas for the Formula One race, and it's cold. There's a lot to cover in the economy. I'm going to start with going into the Venetian shops for you, but I do have a good one for you today. Don't forget that. And let's get into it. Now I'm walking through the Venetian shops, and I want you to understand something when it comes to real estate. You've got something that has not happened since 2008. And during COVID, we saw a spike in housing prices. Just happened. Interest rates got dropped to the floor, and it was a complete seller's market. It really was. Now, in April of 2024, there started to be a shift, where there were more houses on the market than before. Now what we're seeing is we're seeing a complete buyer's market where it has shifted. You have more sellers right now, 36.5% more sellers right now in the market than you have buyers right now. If you're trying to get a house right now, you're going to be able to go out and get yourself a tremendous deal right now. The housing market, by experts, read the article below from Newsweek, it's fascinating. But what they're talking about is there's two type of buyers right now. You've got the all cash buyers, and people can sit there and go, I don't have that kind of money, we can't start it. And then you got the people that are shopping for a tremendous deal. The all cash buyers around the country that can afford $430,000 for the average house, they're walking in and scooping it up and saying, okay, we're done, we never have to worry about this. Now, if you do pay cash for your house, you're not worried about fluctuations in pricing. You're worried about crime. You're worried about, you know, the police, infrastructure being built, stability. That's what you want if you do this. It's not building a family. Most of the people are older than me that are these buyers. So it's kind of fascinating when you think about it. You're seeing so many people around the country that are taking advantage of these deals. The two best places for deals right now, Texas and Florida. What a shock. What a shock. But you haven't seen anything yet, guys. This is going to get worse before it gets better. You have such a problem with the labor market right now. You've got the labor market predicting the recession. I don't care. You know, I get all these articles sent to me. When is the next recession? Will it happen? Who can predict the rest of it? The next recession. We're in a recession, guys. We're in something, I think, far worse than that. And you need to hang on for dear life. You need to be able to control your finances in such a way that you're not in debt to the moon. And that's the biggest problem that people are experiencing right now, is that they cannot afford to make ends meet. As you look at all these stories that I provide week after week after week, you know, you talk about the word affordability is being thrown around, you know. And in that election in New York, they talked about affordability. Great, fantastic. Only problem is people don't have the leftover cash right now to buy anything, to shop. Now, you can sit there and go, damn, that mall looks really busy. It's raining outside, guys. It's raining outside. So the mall is tremendously busy. But, you know, what about the art gallery? How's that doing? Okay, you get the gist. Okay, not everybody has money for extra stuff right now. So let me know what you think so far. What do you think about this with the with real estate prices? It's funny. I had two people tell me that they had friends that ditched everything and became real estate agents and went through training and got their license, and they were so excited and did not sell a house in 2 years. Who has enough money to live, to have a hobby, where you're out showing houses and you cannot go out and you know, earn a living? You cannot sell anything, so you earn nothing during that time. But this is a real common problem when it comes to real estate agents. So let me know. Let me know. And a friend of mine who bought a house, she had an opportunity to buy a foreclosure. She said, listen, I had to have this foreclosure expert, and my friend was furious because she was like, you wouldn't let me get the commission. She said, I was dealing with the bank. So let me know if you experienced anything like that.
They're building a new Hard Rock Hotel where the
mirage was, take a look at the beginning of the guitar-shaped hotel. Now the crowds are crazy. People wait in line to go see the Lando Norris car, and they get in line on one side. And just to give you guys an idea of how long this is, they wait because they can only have so many people inside the store. But, you know, one thing that we need to talk about are recession signs when it comes to jobs. There are recession sectors, there are industries that they say are going to be horrible when it comes to, you know what, it's not the Lando car, but until they throw me out, see everybody in there getting a picture with the car, anyway, it's kind of cool. But recession sectors, now, there are sectors that historically ditch jobs whenever there's an economic downturn. Manufacturing, construction, retail, transportation, professional and business services, leisure, hospitality, job growth industries. You know what, guys? That sounds like everything when you think about that. So you can sit there and say, we're going to have a recession if you have minus job growth for 2 months in a row. Who believes these numbers? Again, have we gotten all the numbers since the government shutdown? You know that. No, we haven't. It's an absolute joke. Continued job growth in education and health services masking weakness elsewhere. Once again, people going into education, people trying to better themselves, education programs. Do this and not spend any money, guys. Don't be the real estate agent that went out and lost everything. Didn't sell a house for 2 years. How do you live? How does a person live for 2 years? And just thinks that everybody's going to go to them. It's so easy to sell property. It's not. It's very, very difficult. You have such a huge percentage of people. You know, if you're considered a top-tier real estate agent around the country, if you sell 10 houses a year, 10. You're a player. You're Josh Altman if you sell that. Now, people like him and Josh Flagg and all those people from the TV shows sell a lot more, but that's the idea, is that you're going to be, you know, you're going to be huge if you do that. So, declines in government employment. All they're doing is cutting jobs in the government right now. The whole thing with DOGE and everything that DOGE did taught us one thing, that it's bloated and that there's people that took advantage of everything. My favorite story of all that are the government credit cards where people were paying for their own childcare and their own vacations and buying cruises for the weekend on our tax dollars and charging it to their government credit card. You know, a surge in initial and continuing unemployment claims. Again, do you believe the stuff we're hearing? I do not. I'm one of the people that time and time and time again do not believe that the unemployment numbers are real. All these different stores that sell stuff. I wonder how well they do. Imagine what the rent would be like here in the Venetian. That would be insane. You got a candy store across the way. You got the Viva Las Vegas place. You got Fat Tuesday again. You got Tao, that's the nightclub that opens up at night. Let me know, guys. Let me know what you think so far. We're going to go back and fight the rain. Let's go get our tickets. I still think this is one of the steepest escalators I've ever been on at Caesar's Palace. This is nice. They'll have lunch up there. They'll have food. They'll have a line. And they'll give us our tickets for the race. Kind of cool. Now this is always quite the setup. They've got open bars during the day. It's So you can go drink all you want. Good luck. Okay. You got a nice buffet. They got ticket distribution on the end. You wait, you get your tickets. That's very cool. You want to use a simulator? You can. They've got previous Formula One races blasting for everybody. It's kind of cool. Let's take a look at the food. I'm walking back over to Caesar's Palace. And you guys can hear the sights and sounds as we walk over. They freak out when you stop on the stairs. You stop, they lose their mind. They have security up there telling you, move, move, move. They got tons of cars. But one thing that they do is seal off the walkway. The walkway, you can't see anything. Look at this. Can't look out. Okay. Isn't that wild? You can hear it, you can't see it. I wanted to finish this video and come down to the street so you can see how closed off everything is. But you're going to hear the cars race by because they're doing time trials right now in practice. So a few things to finish this. First things first, there is an internet company, HughesNet. HughesNet is basically going out of business. They lost 100,000 clients this year, and they're going to have to file Chapter 11 bankruptcy, and it's a serious problem that they're most likely not going to survive from. Think about this. You hear that? That's how loud it is. Okay. 100,000 clients lost, and last year in 2024, they lost 90,000 clients. So do the math. Not wild, just so loud. But the cool thing about being up in the room is that you can see it. I'm just giving you guys an idea. I'm outside the Flamingo right now. And, but how about this? This is what made me do this story. This will go on until 2:30 in the morning. You got the cops flying overhead. It is crazy right now. The average person has paid $200 more for their internet in 2025 than they did in 2024. Isn't that wild? $200 more. And the average increase is just over $20.50 a month on an average that they've had to pay. So if you pay less than that, you're considered lucky for that. But 3 in 4 people have said they would cancel their internet, and the main reason for that is Starlink. Starlink has been so huge that it's taken off. I found a bunch of great Black Friday deals for you online, Walmart, things like that. Those will be the towards the end of the story, so you can take a look at that. So, absolutely crazy. But I'm gonna walk out here to the bushes a little bit just to get away from the crowd for a second. So, take a look at the Black Friday deals. How about this one? JP Morgan. JP Morgan just threw a birthday party for Prince Charles. JP Morgan, our main man, Jamie Dimon, threw a party for Prince Charles' birthday. Prince Charles has a birthday, and they lit up the JP Morgan office building and put everything out. Big party. This is what got my attention. They said that the party was knees up. Okay? To explain that term, Brits, it was knees up. My date went well because it was knees up. You know what I mean? Okay? So it's really loud. Okay? Anyways, it was knees up out here. Now, only problem was Prince Charles didn't show up to the party. So Man of the People, they spent millions of dollars on it. Had Union Jacks, had British food, American food, had sushi, had everything. Okay, great. Final story, San Jose, California, starting in 2026. If you get caught using plastic grocery bags, they will fine you $500 for the first time, $2,000 the second time, and up to $5,000 for using a plastic bag. Isn't that crazy? So, it's nuts, guys. I mean, come on. Remember they fought for reusable bags? Remember all that shenanigans? Well, San Jose, California has lost their mind. Don't forget we have a private channel called I Allegedly Live, where we do all the private stuff. It's fantastic. And I'm really having a good time here. It's great. And my daughter's out at the track right now with her friends. It's so loud. It's awesome. If you want to get a hold of me, it's hello@iallegedly.com. I'll see you guys very soon.